Well, it's week to week. You know, you can't rest on your laurels. But I thought the offensive line did a real good job against a really good front at Clemson. So, you know, we have to take that challenge to the next level. This NC State front does a good job. They're extremely sound and physical up front. They play with really good square shoulders. They make it difficult. You know, the whole key to today will be in the run game, can we get to the second level? If we can get our backs to the second level, I think we'll have a shot to break some tackles and make some plays.
Ben Fontana joined by head coach of the Orange, Scott Schaefer. And your defense also looked pretty solid against Clemson with the two interceptions against Boyd. But now you lose Keon Lynn for this season. Who or maybe what do you look to next to kind of fill that void?
Yeah, you know, you always feel horrible for the kids that, lose their position through injury. So you feel good. Your heart goes out to Keon. But you also get excited for the next guy in. That's part of the process. That's part of the formula. And I know Julian Wiggum is excited that he's going to get more snaps with Brandon Reddish and Rashard Anderson. And then Wayne Morgan will have a role too. So the next guy in approach is what's exciting about the game. So when you have one door shut on one young man, it's an opening for the next guy in.
Now you guys transition to the ACC, second game in the conference, still looking for win number one. But you knew how it was from the outside, kind of looking in how fast the game was. Now that you're in it, is it any different, just the level of conference play and kind of the opponents that you're facing?
Well, not really. I mean, we've played some fast, talented teams over the years and had some success. I think that was a really good team. But we gave them some plays. And if we don't give them a play here or there, then you know, we have a shot. We have a shot to be in that game. And you know, the biggest thing is, you know, the kids and I talked a lot about it after the game. We were disappointed because we felt like our fans showed up for us, and we feel like we owe it to them to get this next one and to try to get ourselves going on a run because we feel like the fans supported us the way we always wanted them to. And we let them down. And, being a man about it, you know, and looking each other in the eye as a team, we look forward to fighting the good fight and providing our fans with a great product here. And that starts with the way we approach each day.
Scott Schaefer joining us here on Countdown to Kickoff. Syracuse and NC State kicking off in just a matter of minutes here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Coach, you always talk about your respect for the coaching staff pretty much every week. But Dave Dorn in particular comes from Northern Illinois, and his staff you have a lot of respect for.
We do. You know, when you look at the coaching tree and the work that you put in years past that you're so proud of, turning a program around like Northern Illinois, you know, myself, Matt Canada, Mike Yuremovich, their offensive line coach, Frisman Jackson, I recruited Frisman. You know, we're like brothers. And you know, in the coaching profession, you know, you have great respect for those that you fought with in the past. Even though I never worked with Dave, you know, he took over the Northern Illinois program after we were there and continued to put it in a place of great respect in the NCAA. So you look across the table and you say, you know, we've got a lot of respect for the guys we're going against today.
Him and Canada really have a couple weapons, too, on offense. A lot of guys who rush for over 40 yards a game. And a quarterback who they might have back this week after he got hurt. Is it kind of tough to scout a team with so many weapons like that?
It is, but, you know, that's kind of what you sign up for. And they have weapons. We have weapons. You know, at the end of the day, it's going to be the team that plays the best team, offense, defense, with great chemistry. And, you know, our whole goal is to play harder than they do for longer than they do. And if we do that, usually good things happen.
Ben Fontana joined by Scott Schaefer here on Countdown to Kickoff. And, Coach, they're also coming off a loss themselves to Wake Forest. You guys coming off a loss, both hungry. Is that kind of something that you got to tell your guys, hey, like, they need this just as bad as we do?
No, our kids know that. You know, it's a fight. It's a war. Week to week here in the ACC, it's always going to be a battle. And, you know, the biggest thing is to focus in on the things you can control and play with great effort. I mean, that's the key. It sounds so simple, but it's the truth. You know, any team I've been around, you win more than you lose if you play harder than the other team.
And Coach, finally, you talk about those small battles you want to win each week, usually first down, second down, third down. For an average fan, what do they want to look out for in this road game in the ACC this week?
Well, I think anytime you go on the road, you need to take care of the football, you know. And at the end of the game, you know, are you plus or minus? And that category is going to be huge. And then the next thing is you need to eliminate big plays. And that's something we struggled with last week. So we worked hard on it this week, and we'll get a great challenge out of Coach Canada's offense. They're going to do a lot of different things to try to expose us. And I think the whole key there is to play sound, hard-nosed football.